I would like to appreciate the brothers in Kasman for inviting me, for having such kind of conference of focusing on the status of women in our world today. And working by the call of the leader of the Ummah, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei Hafizahullah, by considering this year the year of doubling the efforts and exceeding the activities. The importance of such conferences came in a time where the secular anti-Muslim system focusing on the status of Muslim women by creating the questions about the hijab and the niqab, and forgetting about all the slogans and the teaching that has been preaching for many years about the personal freedom, the freedom of choice, and the freedom of being a citizen of this land. Now we're seeing this secular system going toward becoming a cult, imposing on the Muslim woman what to wear and what not to wear, and where to wear and where not to wear. This is another proof that these kind of slogans were not made to be treated equally for the human being. It was for the purpose of serving their agenda and their philosophy and their approaches for such subjects and ideas. They're trying to mislead the people about the true message of Islam by focusing in the media about the male domination in Islam, in the Muslim societies, and by encouraging the feminist movement within the Muslim societies, as we have a problem with the Creator, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving the power and the authority of the male over the female. Such gatherings and lecturing, it's a direct response to such claims by bringing the examples of our history, of our great personalities, like a Sayyida Zahra, Salamullah alayha, that we're not in a situation of performing our Islam because we feel under pressure. No, we are in a situation of being more and more aware about our history and about our gay personalities. When we speak about dignity, we shall speak about identity. As the respected sisters have spoken about identity, because when we know our identity, then we could lay upon these backgrounds of role models who started early before the modernization of the West by living the true Islam in the different fields. If we take some few examples of the life of Sayyidina Zahra sallallahu alayha, by the word of her husband Amir al-Mu'mineen sallallahu alayhi, he was proudly saying that Zahra sallallahu alayha, she swept the house till her clothes became dusty, and she slaved by the stove until her clothes become smoky. She was grinding wheels to prepare the bread, and she was bringing water till the water bag left some strips in the shoulder. She was proud not because she was obliged to do so. We know in the Sharia that all this housekeeping things is not a wajib, is something that must be done by the women, by the wives. But when we believe that the shortest way of serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through the service of the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the housekeeping and all the services becoming a kind of complementary works that comes from the heart and the mind of the woman, because she knows that the happiness in the house is the main stone of bringing happiness to the society. And when the society lives in such happiness, then we could claim that we are a happy, progressive ummah that work together, not to show that what's happening to the female or to me, rather to show that we are all the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are trying to help each other. Al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat, ba'duhum awliya ba'd. This kind of wilaya and tawalli makes us one force working for the one aim and for the one goal. So we're not feeling this spirit of differentiation between the creation. Rather, we live by the spirit of serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by serving His creation by any means possible. This idea of having a multi-mission role of life that was proven by the Sayyid al-Zahra sallallahu alayhi very clear. When Amir Mi'a speaks about the house, it doesn't mean that he's trying to say that the only role of women in life is serving the husbands and the kids. It's a very important role. It's the milestone, as I mentioned. While now they're trying to give us such a glossy portray that when the woman is working out in the manufacture and getting a salary, this is the freedom. But when he's serving her home, her house, her husband and kids, this is the prison. This is the woman that needs to be free. And such examples of misleading people by not being fair and showing the importance of work and importance of dealing with such issues in life. Another example is Sayyidina Zahra alayhi salam. The same woman, the daughter of the Prophet, who was perfectly being the good example of motherhood and wife, she's the same one who stood during the night praying and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show the right path for the neighbors, for the Muslims. She's the same lady who went out to the mosque of the Prophet in Medina, and she speak that famous speech when some unqualified people trying to take over the leadership of the Ummah. The same lady, at the same time, trying to teach and educate Hassan and Hussein. This is what we need, dear brothers and sisters, in our modern life. Creating dignity by showing the multitask that we might do. Because some people, some even religious people, they might think that if I'm good in prayer, that's my duty, that's enough. I don't care about what's going on around the world. I have nothing to do with the issues in the society. Others, they fulfill their duties by being at home. When their families are good, that means everything is good. While we see the examples of our imams being in different fields, fulfilling the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by worshipping Allah during the night and helping the people during the day and being beside the oppressed and fighting for justice and peace in the society. This is the true Islam when we see the whole picture together, combined together. And every time we try to portray Islam as being a specific approach for a specific people, that means we are minimizing and demonizing the message of Allah to a human being. I don't think I could say more in 10 minutes. I think I'm run out of time. Thank you very much for listening. At least we could see this brave brothers and sisters who are really, we are proud of all of you being in all these fields and trying to be supportive of all the oppressed people around the world. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.